The following podcast is a production of Institutional Real Estate Incorporated. Before beginning our program, we would like to invite you to sign up for a free trial subscription to one of our publications at irei.com. Whether you are interested in real estate, infrastructure, or real assets in general, IREI has a publication to suit your needs. Select Publications on the main menu to choose a publication. Interested in more than one? Sign up for them all.
Welcome to Report from Europe. This is Mike Consol with Marek Hansel. He is editor of Institutional Real Estate Europe. Marek, welcome back.
Yeah, hi Mike, thank you. Yes, good to talk as always. How are you?
Doing well. Good to have you aboard. And let's talk about the housing market in Berlin. I understand there's some activity going on there that you've been kind of monitoring.
Yeah, that's right. So there's been some recent developments in the last week or so, I guess, over in Germany, in Berlin, where the local authorities there, basically the people in charge of Berlin, have decided to introduce a temporary freeze on rents within the city, and they're looking to introduce that rent cap on residential property for 5 years, so starting from next January, so January 2020, and it could apply to apparently up to about 1.5 million apartments, according to Berlin's housing department. The cap won't apply to any new buildings or social housing, but yeah, they put it in, and the reason for that is basically is that rents have sort of skyrocketed in Germany's capital recently. I think in the first quarter of this year they rose by around 7%, so that's a pretty hefty rise, and in the last decade they've doubled. So they decided to put this rent freeze in, and it's quite interesting actually, because there's already been a law in place across Germany, and I think about hundreds of cities in Germany, hundreds of cities and towns have also adopted this law where any new rental contracts cannot exceed 10% of the average price of an apartment. But this hasn't really helped in Berlin and other places. The rents have kept going up, so they've decided to introduce this freeze effectively.
Wow. So January 2020, which means that, does that mean that landowners then have an opportunity to jack their rents up now before that takes effect?
Yeah, good question. Well, actually, one of Germany's largest property landlords or property owners associations, it's called, the German name is Haus und Grund, apologies to any Germans listening for my pronunciation, and they've called on members to raise rents before the bill is passed, so there could be some landlords putting in some hefty rises before then. Absolutely.
So one of the reasons this is an interesting story is we're seeing this across, I guess, the world now. I'm sure this is happening across Europe just in terms of rents skyrocketing. We're seeing it in the United States as well. In fact, the state of Oregon has put a rent control on the entire state, which is amazing, because a lot of these towns are small towns. But according to the officials from Oregon, there is a affordability crisis, even in small towns across the state, and that's not one of the most economically powerful states in the country either. So I would imagine this is something that is being paid attention to across Europe. But let's stick with Berlin for a minute. How this cap or price freeze, rent freeze, is starts in January 2020. You said. How long is this open-ended, or have they said it will be for 6 months or a year or 2 years? What's the rule on this?
Yeah, so it looks as if it's going to be 5 years, so 2020 to the end of 2024. There is a possibility that they'll also apply it retrospectively to the 18th of June of this year, so they could actually which could scupper plans to sort of raise rents before 2020. I don't think that's set in stone yet. I might be wrong, but I don't think that's been quite decided yet. I may have to double check on that one. But effectively it's 5 years.
They're not saying that over 5 years you're not going to be able to raise the rents at all. They're just saying that any increase in the rent from lease to lease has to be limited to a certain percent, or are they just saying your rents are going to stay the same for 5 years?
No, that's right, yeah. That was the previous measure they put in to have nothing could exceed 10% of the average value. But now this is an actual freeze, yeah. So your rent will, if your rent is €1,000 on January 2020, then your monthly rent should still be €1,000 in December 2024, as I understand it.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, this situation, we see these situations come about because there's not enough new construction is typically what happens. Is that the case in Berlin? Have they limited new construction? Why did this, obviously, real estate prices have gone up around the world. We've been in the middle of a real estate expansion and all that. But it seems like a lot of cities have limited their new construction. Has that been the case in Berlin? And if so, what's the reason behind putting limits on the capacity?
Yeah, I think Berlin is slightly, well, not unique, but it's got its own sort of story. So the main driver behind rents going up is simply a massive influx of people that hasn't been able to, and construction hasn't been able to keep up with it. You know, new apartments just haven't been able to pop up fast enough to match demand. So Berlin's attracted loads and loads of people from all sorts of sectors in the economy to come and work there. Big student population as well, and they kind of decide to stay, a lot of them, so to work in Berlin. Sort of fashionable tech people coming in and being able to afford high prices. So Berlin's kind of it's been driven by an influx of people that have come in there, really.
You know, Germany's got a lot of really big, vibrant, economically strong cities. Is this going on across the country, or is Berlin seeing the biggest growth of new residents?
Yeah, good question. I think Berlin has probably been one of the biggest in terms of attracting new residents. Certainly, it's one of the standouts across Europe. This rent freeze could apply elsewhere as well, because other cities do have similar problems. Berlin is governed by a kind of three-part political party coalition at the moment. So you've got Social Democrats, Greens, and a far-left party called Die Linke. And the Social Democrats, when it comes to the national governments, they're sort of a junior coalition partner for Chancellor Angela Merkel's Conservative Party, and they're calling for a similar freeze on rental costs across the country. So, yeah, so other cities and towns are feeling it as well across Germany. So, I'd say Berlin's one of the standouts when it comes to this sort of residential problem. Like I was saying earlier on, you know, their housing costs have doubled over the last decade, which is pretty sizable.
So what about the rest of Europe? When you look at the cities across Europe, are they also talking about doing the same? Has it already been done in some cities? Because I'm sure the increase in rents has been probably a problem across major cities in Europe. I mean, it seems to be happening pretty much everywhere in the Western world. So is there conversation going on in other countries about giving some rent relief to their residents? And obviously, this is going to have an impact on the people who've invested money to build new housing. Of course, they've got a little bit more leeway, as you were saying. But let's start with these other cities in Europe. Is it a conversation across the continent?
It's definitely been on the agenda in a number of places. Obviously, Germany had that first sort of measure to try and do it. I think most European cities have tried to tackle the problem with sort of affordable housing or social housing rather than trying to introduce direct rent caps. But it's got to the stage, like you say, Mike, that it's a problem that's sort of spiraling out of control, and authorities can't control it. So, if you're of that belief that authorities should control it, or rather try and get the markets to correct themselves, but essentially, there's even talk of it happening in London. But it was interesting, actually. There was one of Germany's biggest landlords. The landlord's called Vonovia, and their chief executive officer, their CEO, Rolf Butch, I think his name is, or Book. He's actually welcomed this rent freeze because his words were, "I don't want Berlin becoming like London." So, as you know, rents in London are completely insane. Where you know only the super rich, really, the extremely wealthy, can live in some of the most in the areas in the centre of the city, towards the nice parts of the city, which makes it difficult for people who work in jobs like in hospitals or in service jobs where they're not paying very well, so they have to travel a lot, long distances to come into town to work, and they don't want that to happen in Berlin. So yeah, it could be that a lot of authorities and governments sort of bother, carry on with this social housing initiative, so trying to get developers to build a lot more social housing alongside normal private residential, but they may have to introduce price caps as well because it's just simply not working.
Interesting. Well, this is a situation where I would imagine there's some reaction from landowners and investors. Has there been a hue and cry about this? Has there been any kind of organized opposition to the plan that Berlin is adopting?
Like I was saying earlier, so one of the associations that has tried to get landlords to raise their preemptively raise rates before the bill is passed, or before the bill was passed, but there has been, I think there might be legal challenges. So I read a story about this, I think last week, for the website, for any listeners who might want to have a look at it. And there's an estate agency called Black Label Properties who deal with quite a few cities across Europe, and they suggest that the cap may actually be illegal because going back to this measure that the national government put in place back in 2015, where rental contracts cannot exceed 10% of the average price of an apartment, they're suggesting that this new rent freeze kind of almost supersedes this first measure at rent control, and that can't be done because the national government needs to do it. So I'm sure some lawyers might be able to find some loopholes and try and bring this to court. So there are some people who believe that it could be challenged successfully through the legal system. Whether or not that will happen, it's hard to say at the moment. It may not be popular. The thing is I think a lot of the population, I don't know what polls are like, or what the general opinion is, but I think a lot of people are behind this sort of rent freeze and support it. So it could be hard to mount legal challenges and make them stick. But we'll have to keep an eye on it. I mean, the reason that they are going to challenge it legally is because it's going to have a massive effect on them, as you say, on the market, Mike. Green Street Advisors have said that it'll see Berlin's experience obviously inferior rent growth compared to other German cities, and it could affect cap rates. It could affect overall growth of their assets, their residential assets. So that'll be a major problem. And then Black Label Properties, who've raised this possibility that it could be illegal, they've also suggested that it could be counterintuitive. So people will be looking for apartments in Berlin, but they might not be able to find them because landlords will start pulling out of the free housing market, and because it just won't be worth it for them. So there might be a shortage of available housing. So yeah. But a lot of unintended consequences that might come out of this, but we'll have to just see whether they actually pan out.